Sister Maria Troncati was born in Cortegno Golgi in Brescia, Italy, on February the 16th, 1883. She grew up happy and hardworking in a large family, dividing her time between the farm and caring for her little brothers and sisters, in the warm and loving atmosphere created by her exemplary parents. She regularly attended catechism in a parish, where as an adolescent, Maria developed a deep Christian spirit and opened her heart to the values of a religious vocation. As a young girl, Maria read the newsletter of the Salesian sisters and was fascinated by the stories of those missionaries. A vocation to the religious life was growing in her. However, out of obedience to her father and the parish priest, she waited until she was of age before asking for admission to the Institute of the Daughters of Mary Help of Christians and made her first profession in 1908 in Nizza Monferrato. During World War I, Sister Maria attended health assistance courses in Varazze and worked as a Red Cross nurse in a military hospital. During a flood in which she risked drowning, Maria promised the Madonna that if she saved her life, she would go to the missions, and so it happened. In 1922, Sister Maria Troncati boarded a boat for Ecuador at the age of 39. She had been sent to evangelize the Shuar people, a tribe of warriors who passionately resisted colonization and are best known for their shamanic practice of shrinking the heads of their slain enemies. The missionaries, comprised of sisters and priests, were greeted with spears at the first village they reached. The chief's daughter had been shot, and the warriors told the missionaries they must heal the girl or die themselves. So Sister Maria, trembling, sterilized her pocket knife and removed the bullet. Afterward, she would tell the villagers that Mary had held her hand the whole time. For the next 45 years, Blessed Maria Troncati moved through the Amazon rainforest. She braved vipers, jaguars, and tarantulas, waded through fast-moving rivers and crossed rickety bridges, suspended thousands of feet above the ground. And after that first run-in with the chief, where her life was threatened and she showed no fear, the people loved her. Mamacita, they called her, Little Mother. And she was mother and doctor and dentist and preacher and teacher. She healed their physical ills as well as the spiritual. Sister Maria's work for the Shaw woman brought liberation they had never known. Most notably, in the innovation of marriage freely chosen rather than demanded by the families, and monogamous marriage at that. She built hospitals to deal with the regular epidemics of measles and smallpox, and trained the Shaw women as nurses. She established schools and worked for integration between indigenous and white people, no matter how they had been taught to hate each other. When arson destroyed the mission, the missionaries were quick to forgive, but the villagers came out armed for war. Sister Maria interceded with them, begging them to forgive, and finally pleaded, "If you truly love me, lay your weapons at my feet." And the most feared warriors of the rainforest did just that. In the decades of hard work under impossible conditions, Sister Maria found strength in the Blessed Mother, and above all in the sacrifice of Christ, and she continued to evangelize the jungles until she was 86 years old. On August 25, 1969, in Sukwa, the small plane carrying Sister Maria Troncati to the city crashed a few minutes after takeoff, on the edge of that jungle, which had been for almost half a century her heart's homeland, the space of a tireless donation among the Shuar. Though their Mamacita had left them, the Shuar continued to live as she taught. Today, they live at peace with their neighbors and their God, thanks to the work and the sacrifice of an Italian sister, nurse, surgeon, preacher, and mother. Blessed Maria Troncati lived in faithfulness to God with no regard for the limitations the world wanted to impose on her. Blessed Maria Troncati, pray for us.